people are not afraid. People are eager to start. But a lot of times they don't know where to start. Because ServiceNow is a development firm. So you have to set up things for people to develop.
Welcome to Stay Cognizant, our podcast about the people, ideas, and technology that will help you get ahead and stay ahead. I'm Pamela Axtell. Hello, and welcome to Stay Cognizant. I'm Pamela Axtell, and today I'm joined by one of our clients. Robert Drumsky is an associate director at Boehringer Ingelheim. Boehringer Ingelheim is a global research-driven pharmaceutical company. They focus on the discovery, development, manufacture, and marketing, really the full life cycle of innovative healthcare products for both humans and animals. Robert, would you just briefly introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your role before we dive into our conversation today?
Sure, thank you. So first of all, thank you for having me. Yes, my name is Robert Drumsky, and I'm associate director at the IT infrastructure at Boehringer Ingelheim, located here in U.S., Connecticut. I'm currently product owner for SOAR, Security Orchestration, Automation and Response team, and ServiceNow Development, which encompass all aspects of security operational. That's my role. Thank you.
Great. All right. So I know we're going to spend some time today talking about, you know, the work that you do with Cognizant. Maybe you can start there. You know, talk a little bit about your connection to Cognizant and some of the work that you've been doing in the ServiceNow arena with Cognizant.
Perfect. So our connection, the partnership started about 1 year ago with our security areas. Mm-hmm. We initiated a project focused on security automation and firewall management. We organized the requirements into distinct work packages and various security incident and vulnerabilities. I also learned that Cognizant is already working with some other area within our department or within IT, developing ServiceNow. So after the request for proposal and engage Regius selection process, we have selected Cognizant as our preferred partner of implementing and development. So that's where we started together, working on our big stories to be implemented.
Okay. So, you know, good to hear kind of the roots. And, you know, one of the things you talked about in there was security, which of course is something that many of our clients are really grappling with, especially in the AI era. Maybe you can talk a little bit about some of the projects that you ended up working through around firewall rule management and some of the other security operations areas that you've worked specifically with Cognizant over the last year.
As I mentioned before, we had big initiative to improve our security operational and firewall management. So with Cognizant, we defined our work packages, and then we broke those work packages into stories. With Cognizant knowledge, we started to use agile methodology within ServiceNow so we can report our progress and how money are spent. Yes. So the collaboration and getting all the people into one room was the hardest one, as we are a global company and we have people around the world. But we started with a workshop. Workshop was done in Ingelheim, Germany, 1 week. We put different people that have our expertise. Cognizant helped us develop those stories into actionable items, yes? So that's where we started. And then we developed more and more into the project. Project had 7 work packages. Within the work package, there were about, I would say, 12 to 15 stories that we want to implement from vulnerability. What else we want to do? We want to go out of the box. We don't want to customize it. Yeah, we did the customization before. It didn't work well. So with Cognizant, the Hey Plus moved back to out of the box, so we can upgrade in the future much quicker ServiceNow. Also, firewall. A firewall rule was a challenge because we were using additional applications, I think 2 of them, yes, to recertify it every year if a firewall rule needs to be active or inactive. So with Cognizant, we develop our own in-app inside ServiceNow that people receive notification and they check if the rule is still needed or not needed, if the rule is used or not used. So that's where we started with firewall rule management.
So you think about a project like this, and obviously it's complex. You know, you've got a lot of requirements. You've probably got pressure to kind of get the most out of ServiceNow and also be compliant at the same time. What are some of the, you know, pros and cons of working through a project like this, and especially in terms of how Cognizant was able to help you through some of those issues?
Yes. Cognizant is very good on developing, yes. But with our industry, we have to make sure everything is documented because we are validated and GxP company. So development may be done 1 week, but the documentation, the testing, validation, QA may take additional 2 weeks. So not only Cognizant had to learn, or they know development, but not, they had to also learn what it's needed for us to push things to QA, test it fully, document fully, and as well push it to production. Without this, we'll be far behind. So Cognizant was able to also learn this concept.
Okay.
I want an additional thing, yeah?
Go ahead, Robert.
A lot of times you hear people just want to start working. They just want to develop, you know? But with our industry, you have to make sure we are following the rules. Everything is documented and then tested. The priority is testing as well.
Yeah. So that industry knowledge is important too, it sounds like.
It is very much.
Yeah. Yeah. So zooming out for a minute and thinking about your field of work and your industry beyond just this project, what are some of the challenges that you are facing right now? As a client thinking about how to leverage AI, as a client who, you know, leverages ServiceNow, what are the things that you're grappling with over the next 12 to 18 months?
As you know, ServiceNow is a developing platform. Yeah. You can do anything, but anything comes with cost, with knowledge. Yeah. So the big thing is for us, AI is growing.
Yeah.
And it's really growing fast. So what we want to be in a couple of years, we call it autonomous infrastructure. You want to self-heal our incident, self-heal our security incident, act on them. We already started looking at the large language models, AI, that if a security incident comes in, it checks if it's met the criteria, true positive, true negative, and then maybe even close them automatically. So you don't need people individually looking at them. We also implemented this option already in the phishing emails. We check phishing emails and check if it's spam or it's phishing email. So we can proudly say that we automated fully, almost fully automated, and checks and closes our security incidents as well.
I love that notion of a self-healing autonomous infrastructure. That's a great goal. And I'm curious, what's, you know, on the path to get there? What's keeping you up at night right now? You know, what are you worried about in terms of achieving that vision? And maybe, you know, other things that are happening inside of your organization that, you know, also cause, you know, a little bit of concern.
Many things keep us at night, yes. As the AI, you hear every day on the news, AI this, AI this, something new come out, faster. Cheaper, because AI is not cheap. As we concluded this project with Cognizant, yes, we also made it available that citizen development is available for other people inside our organization. So they should be able to manage, develop their own, for example, catalog items, their own flows. But a lot of times they don't know where to start. You know, you give them this platform, but there's a learning curve. So what my group as well is doing is enabling them to develop their own stuff. So like you can say, we train the trainer. We are trained now. Now we can train others. So how to upscale this to bigger audience? That's the biggest thing. As well, other project comes, moving from another tool that we want to do, cabling, moving cabling system from OneTwo to ServiceNow. Yeah, how to do this, especially on a global scale company.
I'm curious, Robert, when you talk about things like citizen developer and when you think about a large organization like yours, what are you seeing in terms of like how are people embracing and adopting AI generally? Is it a change management issue where people are afraid of it or people excited about it? Is it a mixture of both?
I would say what I hear inside, people are not afraid. People are eager to start, but a lot of times they don't know where to start. Because ServiceNow is a development firm, so you have to set up things for people to develop. So we have the role, App Engine Studio User. They request the app, so in their umbrella, they can develop their app. But at the same time, there's still limitation. Low code, no code. As we are IT people, that's not enough. A lot of people want to interfaces because they manage another app somewhere else. So they want this API interfaces. That's where you hear a lot. API, API, API. With AI, yes, the app development is easy because you can say, I want a form to do this. The AI can create you the form, but then there comes the interfaces. That's where the most knowledge and time consuming is. Plus, imagine your application is GXP. Then you have to do a lot of documentation, a lot of testing before you can start using this application in production. So no one is afraid. They just want to do it.
That's exciting. And it sounds like you are thinking quite a bit about the future. I wonder, my last question is if, put on that futurist cap for a moment, what do you see, a year from now, 5 years from now, where are things headed for Boehringer Ingelheim?
I see in 2 years that any group can request a dot citizen developer role. Ask AI, I want to have something. This is worth my requirements, prompts, and the app gets developed 99% by itself. So the human thing later is just using it, maybe testing. I'm also hoping that in the future, the test plans are fully automated as well. So as long as you have great prompts for your application, there's a possibility as endless. Yes.
Yeah. Robert, thank you so much for joining today and giving us a little bit of a window into what's happening at Boehringer Ingelheim. We really appreciate your time and your insights.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And thanks for the Cognizant team for great collaboration and development, what we could achieve and save money for Boehringer Ingelheim. Thank you.
Thank you.